Africa needs Jesus. Give a radio and give hope. Many parts of Africa do not have the means of connecting to the internet. So join with the Truth Network and Transworld Radio to put the Word of God straight into the hands of those most in need in Africa. Visit truthnetwork.com and click on the Africa Needs Jesus banner or call 888-988-5656 to pledge your gift to put a wind-up radio into the grateful hands of people desperately in need.
This is Stu Epperson from the Truth Talk Podcast, connecting current events, pop culture, and theology, and we're so grateful for you that you've chosen the Truth Podcast Network. It's about to start in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, and please share it around with all your friends. Thanks for listening, and thanks for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of Q&A with Koloff, questions and answers. And this is the time I give you the opportunity to ask me the questions. Usually, if you're listening to the Man Up Show, you find that I'm prompting all the conversation or asking all the questions. But here's the opportunity for you to get a phone call from the Russian Nightmare and or sometimes bring you right into the studio to ask me point blank, and most of the time I have no idea what you're going to ask. It's just organic. I've got Duncan Brannon on the Q&A show with me today. Duncan, welcome to Q&A.
Thanks so much, Nikita. Great to be with you.
Those who have heard the laughing in the background, they go, "What's he laughing about?" And, hey, you know what? It's again, I'm just always we just have fun with this show, and for our listeners who maybe don't know who Duncan Brannon is, give a quick backdrop on Duncan Brannon for our listeners.
Nikita and I go way back. We met through my manhood teaching on an event that Fellowship of the Sword had done years ago. But I've been a believer now since 1991 and saved. We've got a wonderful family, of course, and been preaching the gospel out here and been a pastor, worn many hats that way in the church and so forth. And voiceover also, you know, if you follow Jesus, he'll lead you on a fantastic adventure in trusting him. That's what faith really stands for right there. And I've gotten to do voiceover, professional voiceovers, Chuck E. Cheese, Barney, the dinosaur. Google me out there and people can find out more about me that way and so forth. But getting to meet a brother like you with such a fascinating story has been a great part of that journey as well. Can't believe it's been all these years. I mean, really, it's more than 20 years now that you and I crossed paths.
Yeah, coming up on it for sure. I mean, it's been quite an adventure, as you said, quite a journey. And your lovely bride and you have how many children?
We have two girls, Kadra and Carlisa, and they are the apple of our eyes. And,
of course they are.
4 years apart, and they're wonderful. Kadra's a speech-language pathologist, and Carlisa is a special education teacher.
And your bride, she in ministry with you?
Yes. Rolana, I always say that Rolana is the next best thing that happened to me just right after Jesus. God added years to my life for sure when he brought Rolana around, and we've been married almost 30 years now.
That's amazing.
And,
congratulations.
Just an amazing woman of God, a brilliant financial mind. She runs the books, that's for sure. And she works here in the Fort Worth Stockyards locally. And she's just a force to be reckoned with and an amazing force in ministry to be side by side with also.
Oh, that's so awesome. And I know, you know, you kind of skimmed over it for those who maybe didn't pick up on it. But when you impacted my life through your manhood teaching on that event called Quest, and I later found out you were the voice of Barney, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I'm like, my mind couldn't wrap around that initially. I'm like, because your teaching was so powerful, your depth of knowledge of the Word of God and all of that. And I'm like, how on earth did he ever do? And I'm very familiar with Barney because one of my daughters was in love with Barney, and he was Barney everything. But and I know you've done some method acting. I know you've done stage plays. You've done a lot in that world as well. We talked more. We talked more about that on the Man Up show. But and for those who maybe have never listened to, we did a two-part series, actually, because there's so much to talk to you about. But go listen. Go listen to the Man Up show, Duncan Brannon, part one, part two. You'll be blown away by all that this man has done and accomplished, including a book. You've written a book. Yeah.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards. Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Yes, sir. The Soldier Code, Ancient Warrior Wisdom for Modern-Day Christian Soldiers. It's a book, obviously, that centers on spiritual warfare, but approaching the subject in a way that we haven't done here before. It takes comparative history. We look at six ancient warrior cultures in the book: samurai, the Viking, the medieval knight, Roman gladiator, the legionary, and the Spartan. And we dig deep into their cultures, to their lore, and to their legend. And as we dig into those things, we begin to find these lessons, these bits of wisdom and so forth that translate so beautifully into the Christian experience. And we walk straight into Scripture, and we look at Scripture from Ephesians 6:12 to 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion. We dig hard into what Scripture says about spiritual warfare. But by the time people are kind of done with this romp through history and Scripture and language and culture, I believe that they'll find that their senses have become sharper, and the weapons of our warfare, they're more familiar with them. The book is really serious as a heart attack, about putting cutting-edge weapons into the hands of believers, strategies that work, not just pie-in-the-sky, fluffy nonsense, and outfitting believers for the times that we are in. And we're seeing super response with that.
Well, and the timing of it couldn't be more better. It couldn't be better, really, with the culture in which we're living. And I know 30 years of experience in you walking with the Lord has all gone into this book. And I just know from your teaching how it impacted me years ago, and how this book is going to impact so many others. Mm-hmm. And how can they find the Soldier's Code?
They can go. It's a The Soldier Code, not The Soldier's Code, but The Soldier Code. And they can go to thesoldiercode.com and visit our website. They can also just go straight to Amazon if they prefer. Most everybody has an Amazon account these days, right? And you can get it in paperback, hardback, or ebook form. It's right there. You can download it. You could have it in your tablet, your smartphone in minutes, or whatever. You can order a copy, and it'll be on your doorstep within a day or two. But it's available there for the whole world. I heard a statistic recently that just blew me away. Nikita, you'll appreciate this, is Amazon now distributes 80% of the world's ebooks and 70% of the world's printed books.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
Wow. That who would have thought? That is pretty amazing. So, well, yeah. I encourage all of our listeners, go pick up a copy of that book. It will impact. I can say with confidence it will impact your life. And hey, let's. So you grew up in Texas, and I do know that you're not unfamiliar with professional wrestling, right? You have a little history.
That's right. I actually brought some questions that I wanted to ask you today.
Well, we're going to get to those, but to give a couple minutes of so obviously the Von Erich family. I mean, they're big in Texas where you grew up and world class and so many others. I know you've mentioned in the past the NWA, WWF, and. Yeah. And all of a favorite memory, I think you had shared a favorite memory was the Von Erichs in the ring. But is there a Russian Nightmare match that you remember? Let me just put you on the spot before I put me on the spot.
Well, if we bring up that, we got to talk about the Iron Sheik, and I've got to ask about that.
Cosgrove, you know, Cosgrove. Let me just say, I'll just give you a short answer to that. He's one interesting individual, the Cos, and mm-hmm. I've done some autograph signings and stuff with him, and there's one story I won't tell on air. I'll say about Cos back in his WWF days, but what else, besides the Sheik, who else anyone else?
Everybody from Bruiser Brody to Johnny Mantell, Tommy Wildfire Rich, Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, the Armstrongs. I remember Brad and I think it's Brad and Gary Armstrong.
Well, Bob, but he had the whole family. I mean, again, like the Von Erich family, there were a plethora of Armstrongs that wrestled.
Yeah, so. And of course, the days of Gary Hart, and all the talent that he was managing at the time with Andre the Giant to Kamala.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
I almost said Kamala.
the Ugandan giant.
Our vice president.
Ugandan giant, right?
Yeah, the Ugandan giant. Yeah, he was an amazing, just a huge, huge giant of a man.
He was.
So many that way. The Fabulous Freebirds. There's another group.
P.S. Michael Hayes, Terry Gordy.
Terry Bam Bam Gordy.
Hey, I gotta. So again, I won't go into details on air, but. I had to babysit Terry Gordy in Japan one time. He like for real. I guess you just have to go buy Nikita, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption to get more of that story. Go on my website, koloff.net, mm-hmm. buy that book, and you'll hear how Terry was instrumental in ending my tours to Japan, actually, because because I had to babysit him in Japan. I'll let all you listeners use your imagination on that one. But a lot of great memories there. It sounds like that you had from your days of growing up of professional wrestling. So all right. So let's do this. Let's flip the table here and give you the opportunity to ask a couple, three questions of the Russian Nightmare. Question number one is?
Yeah, question number one is, out of all of the matches that you wrestled in, all the places that you had been at, what was the craziest wrestling match you were ever a part of? It could be you solo. It could be tag team. It could be a Texas death match. It could be the cage. You name it. But what was the craziest match that the Russian Nightmare had ever been a part of?
Man, that's a great question, because some of the ones you just rattled off, I mean, I was in a Texas death match. I was in a bull rope strap match, Indian strap match with Wahoo McDaniel, bull rope matches with that cowbell in the middle was Black Bart and Ron Bass and Dirty Dick Murdoch, or the Redneck Dick Murdoch. He had a lot of different nicknames. Russian chain matches. Oh, Lord. I have more chipped teeth from Russian chain matches. You know, they're not, it's not a plastic chain. It's like a real chain. And that chain only has to tap your tooth in order to chip it, like for real. I mean, I literally had cosmetic surgery when I retired from wrestling because I had so many chips in my teeth, people wrapping it around my, you know, through my mouth and everything else, right? I mean, cage matches, you know, the Nature Boy Ric Flair and Magnum TA and so many others. But I'd have to say, keeping all of those in mind, probably the one that comes to mind is the War Games. I don't know if do you remember the War Games at all, Duncan?
I don't think so. You're going to have to give me some there.
So the War Games was the brainchild of Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, the Tower of Power, if you will.
That's a pretty good impersonation, by the way, too.
I appreciate it. Well, I'm not as good as you, you know. I can't do the voice of Barney or Chuck E. Cheese or any of those. But I've worked hard on impersonating my Thupa Power partner, Dusty Rhodes, you know. But the War Games, which was new at the time, I believe had never been done before, two rings side by side. Now, there'd been steel cage matches, but this is a steel cage to paint the picture for those who aren't familiar. Steel cage all the way around both rings with a cage on top. So that was new at the time. It was all enclosed. So, you know, the past, you could climb out of a steel cage match, right? Or somebody could climb into the steel cage, which was a no-no, but you could. Anyway, a covering on top. And then the Road Warriors, the Thupa Powers, and Mr. Paul Ellering, against the Four Horsemen, the infamous Four Horsemen, Ric Flair, Arn and Ole Anderson, or at one time Lex Luger, J.J. Dillon, and just the dynamics of that match, especially the very first one when we had no idea.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff, and I am here with a huge announcement, like big, big announcement. Man Up Men's Conference, Morningstar Ministries, Fort Mill, South Carolina, August 25th to the 27th. You're thinking that's a ways away. No, not too soon to sign up. What a lineup of speakers we have. The Benham brothers, David and Jason Benham. All-star, NBA All-star Al Wood is speaking. World Wrestling Champion, the Total Package Lex Luger. Chris Reed, Rick Joyner, Delta Force Commander, General, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, retired. Yours truly, Nikita Koloff, world-renowned evangelist Frank Shelton. Register today. It is live. MStar Events, mstarevents.com/manup. Go get registered today. You will not want to miss this event.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
What to even expect. It was electrifying, and the fans were on their feet for the entire, I think, nearly 30 minutes as we alternated back and forth. Start off with two guys, and there was a coin toss. And Duncan, I can't figure this out, but the bad guys always won the coin toss. I'm like, how's that happen? We got a 50-50 chance here. But which meant when the bell rang, they always had a 2-on-1 advantage or 3-on-2 or 4-on-3. So they always had the advantage until all five were in the ring. And then it was to submission. Somebody had to give up. And interestingly enough, the good guys always won. So the bad guys always won the coin flip, but the good guys always won the war game. So there you go. There's a long answer to your question.
That's a great one, man. Okay, so let's shift gears here for a second. We've done the craziest match. Now, Let's go back to that crazy moment again. You'd mentioned in one of the other broadcasts that we recorded, you're talking about this crazy moment, this manhood moment that you're listening to the manhood teaching from yours truly years ago. Can we go back for a second in time now to to this amazing moment, this God encounter that you're having on this retreat. You're hearing this teaching that you said so impacted your life and all of that. What was going through your mind when you in that moment, and when you walked away, what were some of the things? What was was there a vision that God gave you for ministry? Was there something? What are the pivotal things that, you know, that really sprung up from that? And what was going on inside of you in that moment?
Well, so prior to that teaching that you did at that event, you know, my definition of manhood was what I learned growing up, you know, growing up without a dad. My dad left, I was about 3 years old, my dad left. So I had no male role models, no male figures to look up to. Until Bill Burke, my seventh grade football coach, he was my first male mentor, if you will, kind of took me under his wings. Right behind that was Jerry McFarland in ninth grade when he was a health teacher. He was a professional bodybuilder, and I was all into bodybuilding at the time. And so he taught me about eating and exercising. And then there would be other coaches that would come into my life that would help define who I was as a man. But outside of that, conversations in the locker rooms. And, you know, for the male listeners out there, some of you can probably relate to what some of those conversations probably centered around the opposite sex. And because I will say for the record, in my view, there are two, male and female. God created them, just for the record. But all that to say, and my attraction to the opposite sex, and at an early age through magazines and so that was my view of manhood and how I viewed women and relationships. And so when I sat through that teaching, God opened my eyes that it wasn't about, you know, how many women you could conquer or how many notches were in your belt or, you know, mistreated women. But through your teaching, what God and the Bible through you had to say about manhood, and that, you know, man looks at the outward appearance. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm reminded of Samuel and when you were relating to Samuel anointing the next king of Israel, and looking at all the Eliab standing before him. He must have looked like Lex Luger, the total package, I'm thinking. Because, right? I mean, Sam was looking at him like, surely he's the one. I mean, he must have had the long flowing hair like Lex and chiseled like a rock and, you know, not the rock, a rock, by the way. But God says, no, do not look at his outward appearance. You know, he's disqualified, if you will.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com, because you are number one.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
And coming to learn that how God sees man, where we look at a lot of the outward appearance and or actions of man, that God looks at the heart, And I'm like, wow. And then you dive into talking about the character of a man. And I'm like, wow, I kind of lack some areas in my life and my character. And so character, integrity, and some of these things that I may have started working on as a Christ follower, but you just brought clarity to that picture. And from that moment on, dude, I was on a different path and a different journey. And for that, I say thank you for that teaching. Wow. And I'm glad God brought you into my life, Duncan.
Praise God. That's such a great story. I want to ask you kind of in follow up to that. You know, obviously, God opened up some new doors. He had new things, new ministry and so forth. You've done so much since that time. He's taken you to so many places. Of course, he brought you down to Crossroads Church when I was down there for a while, you know,
right.
As a children's pastor, and he brought you there. So we got to cross paths again that way and so forth. But obviously, you've been to all these places all over the world. You've ministered in so many different arenas, from the church to public settings and so forth. What's one of the most amazing miracles that you've ever seen? Anything from a person that you never thought would, man, that guy will never get saved, or a guy, man, maybe he needed freedom, or somebody who needed healing. What was one of the craziest miracles that you ever got to witness and be a part of as God was unfolding it in somebody's life?
Oh boy, I'm going to try to distill that down into one, just for sake of time for our show, because there's so many. I mean, I've been to, as you mentioned, I've been to all 50 states. I've traveled to 30 different countries. God has doubled my reach. Well, more than doubled the reach now through the podcast and the Man Up Radio show through Truth Radio Network. You know, it's been downloaded in over, at this point, 64 countries and counting.
Wow.
And that led into the Man Up TV show on Morningstar Ministries. And, you know, if you're not familiar with that, go to morningstartv.com, go to YouTube, Facebook, and catch that's all different shows, all different episodes and shows. And then the Man Camp, Man Up conferences, Quest events, a Fellowship of the Sword. You're right. I mean, I've preached to an audience of one. The largest audience to date was over 73,000 in Jamaica, on the island of Jamaica, at an outreach with my dear friend and ministry partner, the Total Package Lex Luger, and gosh, just so many other things. So, and I've seen supernatural healings. God spoke to me that He's placed that gift within me when I was baptized in the River Jordan. That's a whole story in and of itself. So I've seen supernatural miracles, supernatural healings. Guys I never thought at camp and other places that would never come to Christ, who crumbled, as you even mentioned in your salvation story, come and crumble to their knees and cry out to God. But I'm gonna share Chad Nelson's story. He's a pastor in Michigan who I had no idea came to camp. He had full-blown MS, muscular sclerosis. And on our banquet worship night, God said, go lay hands on him, anoint him with oil, pray for him. We did. And he tears out the door. And I'm like, what the heck? Where's he going? And they go, you don't understand. You know, he's got MS. He can't run like that or whatever. I'm like, really? Like, I didn't even have a clue.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
And he's gone for like 5 minutes. He comes back in. He's like pouring sweat. He's like, he's huffing and puffing. He goes, I just ran all the way down that entire road, down that hill, back up that hill. And if you've ever been to Camp Little Light in Georgia, where we have our man camps, you know the hill we're talking about. It's not an easy walk, let alone a run. Right. And he comes, he goes, look at my hands. And he's like flexing his fingers. And I guess he could barely hold a pen coming to camp. Right. And then he goes, who turned the music up? Man, the music's blaring. Well, nobody turned it up. He was being set to have hearing aids the next week when he got back to Michigan. He needed no hearing aids. He had 17 lesions on his brain, which means dead spots. The brain surgeon who scanned him afterwards, he walked in one day and he goes, how does something dead come to life? Like, literally all 17 lesions disappeared. And I just recently had lunch with Chad, and all these years later, he's still healed. He's still whole. He was supernaturally set free of MS. And so that was the biggest miracle. One of the biggest. There's so many more, but Chad, God bless you, man. Amazing story. So we got time for one more. Go ahead or comment.
What I love hearing you share about these stories, Nikita, is that your passion, ever since I came to know you, your passion is still ablaze, brother. Your passion is still burning as white hot as I remember it the first time that I ever met you. And that's the question that I want to close with. I want to ask you, we know about spiritual disciplines as men of God. We know about, you know, tending the fire, you know, in our walk with Christ and so forth. I want to ask you personally, though, you know, because I've watched your life. I know that you journal. I know that there are many things that you hold very close to the chest about tending your personal relationship with Christ. What are the things that you really look to as your kind of handful of the disciplines about your life that you feel have really helped cement and sink down those roots into the Christian faith? What are those things, if you could kind of boil it down for a second and talk about that with everybody, what are they?
It's a great question, a great question to close on. If I were to distill it down, let's just say distill it down, because we could probably do an entire show, have you back. We got to have you back on the Man Up show too, by the way. There's an operative word that immediately comes to mind, and that's the word daily. That I have been intentional to daily focus and center my gaze on Him daily. And that can vary from day to day, but I mean, to where it might be, you know, it might just be a few minutes to a few hours to an entire day that I immerge myself in His presence. And Brother Lawrence wrote a book years ago. Your book, The Soldier Code, is going to be a phenomenal book. Brother Lawrence wrote one back in about, I think, the 1600s, 1500s, called Practicing the Presence of God. And so if I can encourage anyone out there listening, in order to gain depth in your relationship with Jesus as you fall more in love with Him, is be conscious of that. Have a God consciousness, a daily consciousness, an awareness, if you will, that He's omnipresent, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, that He's there all the time. And then be intentional in spending time with Him, whether it's time in the Word, like I know you do, Duncan, time in worship. Man, I submerge myself in worship. There's so many good worship teams out there now, Maverick City Music, Nashville Legacy, and Worship Mob, and so many others, Upper Room out there in Texas, and so many others that I immerse myself in. Jesus Culture, I mean, I could name tons. So I immerse myself in worship. I immerse myself in the Word, my time and communication and prayer and talking with Him, whether it's driving up to Truth Radio like I did today, or laying in bed. Sometimes I'm on my knees. Sometimes I'm just laying in bed. And sometimes I'm not even talking, Duncan. Sometimes I'm learning better how to listen. So not just talk, but to listen. And I might ask Him a question, and then the key is waiting for the answer. Right. And so those are just a handful of the things that have helped me grow in my love for the Lord and my passion for Him. So thank you for asking that question. That was awesome. So
great stuff.
And thank you, too, for being on Q&A with Koloff, man. I'm excited for you and your book.
Likewise. So. Thanks for having me on, brother. It's a pleasure to know you and walk with you as a fellow believer and to have fellowship with you.
Well, go, folks, go download the book, go download it, go buy it, hard copy, paperback, Amazon. One more time, the website, one more time.
TheSoldierCode.com, TheSoldierCode.com, and you can buy it on Amazon under the same name.
Awesome. Well, God bless you. I love you and your family, my friend, and I appreciate it. I'm glad God brought you into my life. Thank you.
Likewise. Thank you so much, Nikita, and thank you to everybody who's listening to.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Q&A. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
This is the Truth Network.